want to get some follow-up on this patient, but before I do, Dr. Dutcher, you talked about CCI-779 and the plenary paper that was presented here. Can you summarize what that agent is and what was seen in the trial?
CCI-779 is an mTOR inhibitor. mTOR stands for mammalian target of rapamycin. It's a key cell cycle protein that, when it's activated, induces pathways for cell proliferation, pathways for angiogenesis, and protein synthesis. It's triggered by growth factors and by nutrients. It has an effect on glucose and lipid metabolism. So a very important key molecule in the cell. And it's upregulated in many tumors and constitutively on. So drugs that inhibit mTOR have been shown to, in fact, inhibit tumor growth. And CCI-779 was tested in the poor-risk patients based on some phase 2 data that suggested that the poor-risk renal cell patients did unusually well in the phase 2 study, and they did better than would have been predicted by the Sloan-Kettering model or some of the other models. So that's why in this study it was interferon versus CCI-779, versus a combination regimen that required that both CCI and interferon have slightly lower doses. And there was a statistically significant benefit in terms of progression-free survival and survival comparing CCI-779 to interferon alone.
And Dr. Vogel saying if this agent becomes available, how do you think it would be integrated into the algorithm in a non-protocol setting?
I think it's going to be a very interesting addition to the treating oncologist's armamentarium, for simply the reason that somewhere between 20% or more of patients are poor risk. Depending on your location, I suspect in New York it's fewer, but in the south side of Chicago and in the west, I think there's more poor risk patients. Probably they just don't go to their doctor as much. Who knows? These poor risk patients are very challenging. They're sick. They have organ dysfunction, and a relatively simple IV drug, and maybe the Novartis drug will even be available orally soon, would be a big addition. It's not bad. The fact that mTOR does control the lipid amino acid efflux or influx is going to have some problems with the diabetic patients. The lipids do go up. There's some skin rash, but it'll be an interesting addition, and we'll obviously be wanting to look at it in combination with the VEGF inhibitors and other agents.